Oh, hi. You're one of the new interns, right? Just coming outside for a bit of fresh air? No, you're not a bother. I'm not doing anything important here, just the same as you. Hey, so why are you sitting on the other side of the bench? I know I'm your boss, but I don't bite. You can talk to me. Come here. So, what's a young man like you doing all the way over here instead of in the party, having fun? Oh my God, you're shaking. Now I'm scared about what the other employees might have told you about me. Okay, I can tell you why I'm here first then. Sometimes I throw these company parties to help people get along and all, mix it up. But I don't really like them, actually. Yeah, the whole loud music, lots of people thing. Not a fan. I spent a lot of time in the past trying to fit in on these things, but the time for that is long past, fortunately. So, I usually just bring a bottle of good wine and find the quietest place possible to stay, since I kind of need to at least be here. I suppose you're in a similar situation? Yeah, I figured that out. It's okay, though. There's no problem being like that. By the way, do you like wine? No, don't say you like it and then come up with an excuse not to take mine. I know you're just trying to be polite. I actually like having someone to share it with. Here, a toast for the antisocial. By the look on your face, I can see that you're a bit shocked by the way I'm talking to you. I think I'll have to tell you one of the biggest secrets of the corporate world then. The people you see at work, most of them have absolutely nothing to do with the real people. That's just how things work, unfortunately. I'm telling you this because, well, I think you're a nice dude. You don't look like the type that will give me problems anyway. But yeah, I mostly play the super serious and grumpy role so people respect me, And the real me is the silly lady you're talking to now. Also, you can call me by my first name, okay? No need to be so formal. So, about the thing we were talking about before, you really don't need to worry about not liking going to parties and that kind of thing. I know you're young and there's probably people pressuring you to like what everyone else does. But when I look back now, I really wish that I had stopped forcing myself to do things that I didn't enjoy much, much earlier. And you seem like a really sweet boy. I'm sure you have a girlfriend, right? You don't? Oh. That's fine, though. I'm sure you'll find someone around your age that isn't into that stuff, too. How did I get to know my husband? That's a tricky question. Can you ask me again in like 5 years? Yes, I'm serious. I'm not married. Never have been either. No, there's no way you could have known that. It's okay. Also, I don't know. I've always been so focused on my career that I never thought I'd have time for a husband or kids or any of those things. Of course, I've hooked up with people before, but, well, I never let myself get into anything serious. Every once in a while, I wonder if that was really a good decision, though. I can't help but feel lonely sometimes, and oh, God. I am sorry for venting on you like this. I think the wine is making me talk a little too much. You don't need to say anything. I know that excuse is not going to work. I only had like 2 glasses of wine, and this one isn't even strong. It's just that I feel more comfortable talking to people younger than me for some reason. Though, I guess I'm worried that it might be just because I'm the boss, so they think they're obligated to listen. That's not how I want people to feel about me. Thank you for saying that. I really appreciate it. You really are very sweet. I mean, I know I'm being a little weird. We barely know each other. But you're such a good listener, and you look like you're actually interested in me and not just pretending to be. Believe me, I can tell the difference. I mean, not interested in me like... you get it. It's just so easy to talk to you. And you're very easy on the eyes, too, if you don't mind me saying. Okay, I think I crossed a line I shouldn't have. I'm sorry, that was really inappropriate for someone who's your boss and is old enough to be your mom to say. Stop, you flatterer. If you're going to lie, at least lie within reason. I wouldn't look 25 from a mile away. Wait, so that means you liked that I said that? Good. Yeah, I do find you very attractive. I might also have a secret soft spot for sweet young boys, too. Oh, God. I actually didn't expect you to respond positively to my flirting. I'm a little lost now. Do you mind if I get a little closer then, so I can have a better look at you? You're even cuter close up. I really like your eyes, and these young lips are very, very kissable. Wait, I feel like I need to make something very clear first. You don't need to do this because I'm your boss, all right? Nothing bad will happen to you if you turn me down, I promise. I'm not that kind of person. Are you sure you want... Wow. You seem very sure. Yeah, you could put your hands on my hips. I think it would be really bad if anyone saw us doing this for obvious reasons, but I really don't want to stop. Would you mind going somewhere more private? I could drive us to my place if you don't mind. No, forget about what I said earlier. I usually start feeling sick and have to leave halfway through these parties most of the time. No one's going to miss me. I will leave first, though, okay? And then you just wait for a minute and meet me outside. Just to be sure no one suspects anything. Great. I'll be waiting for you. And here we are. This is my place. I know you're probably thinking this doesn't look like the house of a CEO, but I'm really not into over-the-top stuff. I just like it nice and comfy. I hope you like it too. And now, we're finally alone. No, I'm not nervous. Is it really obvious? I don't know. I feel guilty for doing this. I know we're both single, and I know I'm not forcing you to do anything. I shouldn't feel like this. I always think too much about the what-ifs and the norms, and it always stops me from doing the things that I really want. Thank you for being so understanding and patient. Hmm. You know what? Fuck this. At least this one time, I need to stop thinking about what's better for my career or what other people will think of me and think about what I actually want. And I know exactly what I want now. I really fucking want you. You don't mind if I press you against the wall, do you? Let's say when I'm really into a guy, I like to go very straight to the point. And I think I've already stalled this for too long. Oh, you like having a woman who takes control and gets what she wants? That does change some things. I was a little afraid of scaring you, but since you like it, I can pull you by your collar like this and feel your cock pressing against me. Lift up my dress and grab my butt. Mm-hmm. Don't get shy now. Run your hands up my thighs. Put them inside the dress and touch my tits. I want you to play with me. Since I made you wait so long, I'm gonna tell you a little secret, okay? When we were kissing back at the party, I noticed that you were getting really hard, just like you are now. I mean, it was really difficult for you to hide that. And then, the whole way here, I've been thinking about how it would feel to have that hard cock in my mouth. What are you waiting for? Take it out for me. It looks so delicious. And it doesn't only look like that either. I know you young boys are very eager, but I'm gonna go slow at first. I just really want to savor this. So first, I'll just lick and suck the tip. Then I'll slide my tongue all over it. Damn, you taste good. Do you want me to stop teasing you? You really want to know how it feels to have your cock inside your boss's mouth, don't you? Maybe if you ask nicely. Good boy. If you want to look at my tits while I suck you, just do it. You don't need to try to hide it. Here, I can even pull my dress down a little so you can see them better. Do you like them, maybe? You're dripping pre-cum already. I'm glad you're enjoying this so much. Apparently I haven't lost my touch. But... But I don't want you to come yet. You'll only come when I say you can, won't you? We'll still have so much fun before that. Oh, I think I'll have to stop for now. I can feel how close you are. Sorry for leaving you waiting like this, but it's only fair that you return the favor before we go on, isn't it? Take off your shirt. I'll take off my dress, too. You can leave it on the floor. We're definitely not going back to that stupid party. I have much better things to do here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am sorry for the lack of modesty, but I do think I have a pretty nice body for my age. Do you like it? By how your eyes are even more fixated on my tits now, I think you do. Why don't you take my bra off and suck on them a bit? Yes, good boy. I was already really wet from sucking your cock, but you're making it even worse now. Your mouth feels so good. I really need to feel it going down on me. Fuck. Now it's your turn to kneel for me. Oh, hey, look at me. Look at me. It's okay that you're not very experienced. I can see that you're a little bit nervous since we started, but I'm sure you're going to do great. You are an amazing guy. I don't mind starting slow or giving you instructions. I mean, I'm pretty sure you like following my orders, don't you? Very good. Now, take these soaked panties off for me. Yeah. Slide them down my legs. Put your head between my legs now and lick the lips. Yeah. Just a little bit to the left. My left. And up. Right there. Keep licking me. You're doing amazing. You can start going a little faster now. Like that. Put a little more pressure. Oh, but no worries. I am really enjoying this. I'm going to hold your hair and give you a little help. I told you, you don't need to be shy. Feel your face pressing against me. Put your tongue inside me, baby. Oh, fuck yes. Eat my pussy. Do you like how it tastes? I bet you do, because you're almost burying your face in it. Did you really think you would be bad at this? Fuck. I don't think I need to tell you what to do anymore. Yes. Keep licking my clit. Just like that. Oh, God. Oh, man, this feels so good. I haven't been eaten with this much passion in years. Keep doing that. Keep doing exactly that. Don't stop. You're going to make me come. Yes. I'm going to leave your face all wet with my juices. Fuck. Right there. Don't stop. Just like that. Exactly like that. No, don't stop. Don't you fucking stop until I tell you. You're going to make me come. Oh, you're going to make me come. Baby. Oh, and you deserve it so fucking much. Get up. No, we're not going to the bed. That's too far away. I can't wait for that. Get on the couch and let me straddle you. Yes, I'm going to ride you. No slow start this time. I think both of us have been teased enough already. Can you feel my pussy rubbing against the tip of your cock? That's how wet you made me. Oh, God. And wow. It's time to put you all the way inside. I can feel you deep inside of me. Fuck. This feels even better than I was expecting. I said you young boys are too eager before, but now you made me eager too. I can't wait. I need to go faster. Yes. Fuck me. Fuck me hard. Thrust into me while I go up and down on your lap. Grab my hips. Make me bounce on your cock, baby. Actually, I have an even better idea. Leave the bouncing to me. Put your hands on my tits. Like that. Oh, I want to feel you squeezing them while we fuck. Keep doing that. Exactly like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I think you're hitting my G-spot. Ah, this feels good. God, I'm tired of talking. I'm just gonna shut up and enjoy your cock, okay? Your cock. Come inside me. Yeah, I'm on birth control. Don't worry. Just don't you dare pull out now. I want you to fill me up so much I'm dripping afterwards. I stopped being so neurotic and decided to flirt with you. Missing this would be such a waste. Come here. Normally I'm not the most cuddly person, but I don't know. You just make me feel so comfortable. Do you mind if I just lie down on your chest? Thank you. I'm such a mess now. Oh, and we made such a mess on the couch, but I don't care. I do not care. Sorry, it's just that saying I don't fucking care after so long, it feels really liberating. By the way, if you like this as much as I did, we can definitely do it again in the future, as long as this is our little secret. Well, at least for now, I guess. Oh, you do? I'm glad. What about this? I could pick you up at home tomorrow after work. We could order some nice food and then have a lot of fun again. A date? Oh, I mean, it could be a date if you want it to be. I wouldn't dislike that. Are you sure, though, that you don't mind that I'm so much older than you? All right. I'll stop asking that. Damn, I love kissing you so much. So much.